Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Praise God. This is another day. The Lord has blessed us, has kept us, and has made sure his promises unto us are sure. My name is Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I am the host of Favor Life, and I thank you for tuning in and listening to Favor Life. And we know that we have favor life because God has blessed us, and he has blessed us to enjoy the favor of his goodwill, his good pleasure, his blessings, his salvation, and his security. And we've been talking about the process of there. The process of there is a process that God has given to every one of us and who are believers, who believe that God is going to do something wonderful and great in their life, but they also have to go through the process of allowing God to get the glory out of their process as they are being taught how to live and live a life that is pleasing to God. And we're looking at our there moment through the life of Abraham, who is an unlikely candidate. He's a pagan worshiper, yet God chooses him and blesses him, and he calls him to a place or to a purpose that is beyond Abraham's even imagination for his life. But he knows the image and the voice of God is so defined and so definite and so powerful that he has the ability to do what he's called him to. So Abraham trusts him to do exactly what he says, and he forgets, leaves those familiar places, those familiar things, and he forgets those things which are behind him. He forgets the things that he's known all of his life to embrace the unknown. And that's what we're going. We're talking about the process of there. Abraham knew within himself that he could not fulfill what God said without him being there, without him doing it. And he knew his frailties, his fragilities, his failures, his successes, and he knew God knew that as well. So there was no excuses in him that says, you know, I can't do this because of all of these things, which is what we sometimes do with God. But we're going to look today at the promises that God made to Abraham. We didn't get a chance to look at those things yesterday in the short time that we were together, but we're going to look at those promises today because we have to understand that God made Abraham an unconditional promise, and he tells Abraham what he will do. And these are the things that he says, I'm going to do for you, so you don't have to worry about your going forth. You don't have to worry about what if, how am I going to handle all of these things. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. There's going to be the guarantee that as you go through the process of there, and I change you, and I direct you, and I stretch you, and I refine you, and I cut around you, and I dig around you, you're going to understand that you don't have to worry about these other things. I'm going to take care of that. I just want you to trust me and know that I am God. So Abraham hears God's promises to him and Sarah. And we see that they understand what God is saying. God lets them know that I'm going to do these things. And they let God fulfill these promises. And even how we know they are fulfilled is because there is a name change. That means something happens in the life of Abram, who goes to Abraham, that no one could do but God. He starts off as exalted father when he's called Abram. But by the time he's called Abraham, his name is father of many or father of nations. And you have to understand that God will start you off with one name, but before you finish, before you finalize this process, he's going to change your name. He's going to call you something else because there's something that has happened in your life that has enlarged you and stretched you and prepared you and gotten you ready for the name that God has called you. Abraham was stretched. He was prepared, and God had dug around him and dealt with him so that his name can now fit the character, the integrity fully of what God was calling him to and for. So he becomes the father of many. But God tells Abraham, he says, first thing he says, I want you to leave your home, leave your family. Get out from the familiar. Get out from the stuff that you know. And God says, I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set you apart. And I'm going to make you a great nation. So that's the promise of God. I'm going to set you apart, and I'm going to set you up to make you a great nation. And that's the thing you have to understand. God is setting you up in that place called there. You cannot get that separation, that promise of provision, that promise of making you great when you're around the familiar, because the familiar does not want to change. The familiar is the familiar. It is what it's always been, and it is the same process throughout all the generations. And God is looking for someone who will step out of the box, so to speak, and say, you know what, I'm going out of what has been the norm of my life, what my mom and my dad and my generations have done. And I'm going to trust God to do something with me that he has not done in my generation. I'm going to trust him to do something in me that he has not yet, had not yet seen out of the generations of my family, because they've been fearful. They've been in a place where they've used tradition, and they've used to a certain standard in a certain way. And they're used to not going out, breaking out of the box, because that's the unknown. And the unknown brings fear, and we don't want to walk in that place where we're not sure how we're going to make it and how we're going to go through and how it's going to turn out. Abraham went to the place where he says, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to trust the God that spoke to me, pulled me out of my craziness, all from the stuff that was around me. I heard his voice, and it was distinct and different from any other voice, and I know it was God. So I've got to do that. I've got to trust his voice beyond anything else. So we see that he goes to this place, and he trusts God, and that's the first promise. God says, leave, and he does that. The second thing that God says, he says, God promised to bless him, meaning God was going to smile on him, that God was going to show him good pleasure, and that God was going to make sure that he had these blessings on his life. And these blessings consist of a long and a healthy life. It consists of wealth and importance. And these are the things that God is saying, because you obeyed me, I'm not going to let you just go out here and not be what I said and not become who I said and not do what I said. I'm going to bless you beyond measure. And as I bless you, you're going to see this over your life. I'm going to give you a long life. I'm going to give you health. We don't read anywhere in the Bible where we see Abraham or Sarah was sick. They were not sick at all. We don't see that over their life. We see them with healthy lives, long lives. We see them also with wealth, and we see them with importance. God made sure that not only that while they were alive that they were important in nations that didn't know them, but their enemies knew that they were important, that God's hand was on them. And that's what God is saying to you. As you go through this, my promise to you is that I'm going to keep you healthy. I'm going to keep you whole. I'm going to let my blessings be on your life. I'm going to make sure my promises meet you and that you are what I say, that you become all that I say, and that the enemy will never be able to say that I wasn't faithful over the word that I told you, because you went out and you trusted me. You trusted what you didn't see and what you didn't really understand, but you knew it was me. So my blessing to you, my promise to you, is that I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to set you apart. I'm going to set you up, and I'm going to make sure that my healing is there. You're going to have good pleasure. You're going to have good pleasure with me. I'm going to smile on you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you have importance. And that importance is not always what we think it is. But if God can take your name in a community that doesn't know or understand the name of God, and he uses it through you to change lives, then your name is important. And it's not your name. It's God's name. Because even though you're the human vessel, you are the one that God is using to do something miraculous and great. So what he will do is set you up so that you are able to be the vessel in the earth that he's able to use for his glory. The next thing God does is, he says, third promise is, he says, I'm going to make sure that the name of you is going to be known and understood long after you're gone. And that is what happened with Abraham. Abraham's name and Sarah's name is still being preached, being known throughout the world, and we're reading their story. The Bible lets us know also that the lives of those who have gone ahead, the righteous, when they've lived the way that they're supposed to, that their name, their prayers, the things that they ask God to do are not just
respond, that God is still answering, he's still watching over, he's still performing those things. So even after you're gone, the lives that you catch, the legacy that you have made, the things that you've done for his name, people will still be talking about it. People will still be honoring God through your name in the earth. So that's what God did with Abraham, and he wants to do the same thing with us. So it's not about you. It's how God can impact the earth with your voice, with your name, but it's really him, because all the glory and all the praise is going to him, and he wants to use you to do that. When you give birth to children and you teach them the ways of God, you're letting them know, even though you're the one that is teaching them, it's all for the glory of God. They're meeting God, understanding God, having a relationship with God because of you. So therefore, God allows you to get the glory, allows you to be the vessel that he can get the glory out of. The next blessing that God says to Abraham, he says, be a blessing. He says, I want you to be a blessing. God promises that he's going to be a blessing, which means Abraham was under divine orders to be a blessing to other nations, to other individuals. Each time that he came in their presence, each time he talked to them, he was going to let them know about the God that he served. And every time he did this, he was being a blessing to them because he was letting them know who the true God is, and the way to liberty, to freedom, and salvation was through him, that he's the God that is above every God. There's no God like him, that he's the great I am, and that you need to serve him, and that he protects me, he's with me, he's for me, and he's doing marvelous things. So that's what God's saying to you. As you trust me with this dare, and I'm promising you, I'm going to make you be a blessing to people that you never thought you would be a blessing to, whether it's in your words, your actions, your deeds, your prayers, your presence. I'm going to let you be a blessing to them, and even though they don't understand it fully, they're going to know that there's something unique about you. There's something different about you, that you're just not the same person that everybody sees, but you carry the glory of God, the anointing of God, the promise of God, the authority of God on your life, and that makes you different because you're not walking as they're walking or looking as they're looking. You have hope, and the hope that you have lets them understand that you believe that God will do exactly what he says, that he's faithful. The fifth and the sixth promise that God gives to Abraham, he says, those who bless you, I will bless. But those who curse, but him who curses you, I will curse. And God is saying, if it's an individual or a group of people or a nation, whoever blesses you, I'm going to bless them because they blessed you. I'm going to make sure that the blessings of the name of the God that you serve, Abraham, it's going to be on those who dare to bless you and bless you right. If we look at Abraham's life, we see that the kings, the Pharaoh, that they blessed him, and they blessed him because they didn't want a curse to come on them, even though Abraham had walked in a place of being walking out of the will of God and walking to his own place, own direction, and we'll get into that later. God, he knew that, Pharaoh knew that it was God's hand that was on him and Sarah, and he didn't want that wrath to come on him or his kingdom. So he blessed him, and he sent him away with blessings and servants, with animals, with gold, with precious things, and he sent him away knowing that I've done what your God required, a blessing, so that no curse will come on me. God is saying, anybody who blesses you, I'm going to bless them, but him who curses you, him, God says, I'm going to go after that individual because they're trying to curse what I've established, curse what I put my hand on, my love on, and they're trying to stop my will from being done. The seventh thing that God says, he says that the families of the earth will be blessed because of you. Every family of the earth is going to be blessed because of you, Abraham, because I'm sending my son, and my son is going to be the blessing, the gift to the earth. And make me my name, and you're tied to me, you're connected to me, those same blessings are going to be on your life and the families of the earth. I'm going to visit all the generations, and if they know me, I'm going to be faithful that someone in that generation is going to know me. So because of this, God is saying your life and the life of your family members or your children, they're going to be blessed because the families of the earth is going to know God because of you. Now,
I know that that's a lot for us to sometimes swallow because we're trying to figure out how God is going to do all of these things. But God's promises unto us are yes and amen. And if he's promised us that he's going to do these things because we believe and dare to go to the place of dare and trust him to take us out of the familiar into the place of faith, a true faith walk, and he the process of making us into people, then he's going to do it. I thank you for joining me today on Favor Life, and I pray that you're taking in this word and that it is blessing you and that it is being to you meat and food. I'll see you tomorrow here at the same time. Be blessed. Know that God is with you and is for you, and enjoy your process of there. In Jesus' name, amen.